Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Wednesday, June 18th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news early this afternoon. Auf Wiedersehen, a biento. Cabaret will play its final Broadway performance on October 19th at the August Wilson Theater after a year and a half on Broadway. This reimagined production of the Kander and Ebb classic set in Weimar-era Berlin, the most costly revival in Broadway history, transforms the Wilson into a decadent in-the-round supper club, complete with pre-show performances and a full dinner at some ticketing levels. It will not recoup its jaw-dropping $26 million investment. It began its life overseas in London's West End, where it continues to run today, moving to Broadway, where reviews and word of mouth were chillier. Nonetheless, it received 9 Tony nominations last year, winning 1 for costume design of a musical. Financially, it started off its run in New York strong, buoyed by the Oscar winner Eddie Redmayne, who originated the MC. Once he left, the show began to struggle. Last week, it only grossed $763,000, unsustainably below its expensive weekly operating costs. This revival is directed by Rebecca Frecknall and choreographed by Julia Cheng. The lead producers are Ambassador Theatre Group, under the leadership of Adam Spears, and Underbelly, a British fringe company. At the time of its scheduled closing, Cabaret will have played 18 previews and 624 Broadway performances. Cabaret currently stars Orville Peck and Eva Noblezada as the MC and Sally Bowles through July 20th. The production also announced today that Billy Porter and Marisha Wallace will reprise their London performances from earlier this year in New York from July 22nd through scheduled closing. Porter, the new MC, is a Tony winner, last seen on Broadway in Kinky Boots. And Wallace, the new Sally, hasn't been on Broadway in a decade since she appeared in the ensemble of Something Rotten. In the meantime, she has become a bona fide West End star, also leading hit productions of Dreamgirls, Waitress, Oklahoma, and Guys and Dolls. Tickets for Porter and Wallace's 13-week New York run are now on sale. Stand-up comedian Jeff Ross is making his Broadway debut this summer in his very own one-man show, Jeff Ross, Take a Banana for the Ride. The show takes a rare insight into the life of the man known as the Roastmaster General. The title of the show is named for his beloved grandfather's sage travel advice. Prior to arriving in New York, Ross will take the show on an 8-city summer tour starting next week. Jeff Ross, Take a Banana for the Ride, is directed by Stephen Kepler. The lead producers are Eric Niederlander, Robert Niederlander Jr., Mark Kornstein, and Tony Eisenberg. First preview is scheduled for August 5th at the Niederlander Theater, recently the home of Redwood, before an August 18th opening night. The limited run concludes on September 28th. Tickets are now on sale at jeffrossbroadway.com. It's monsoon season at the White House. RuPaul's Drag Race superstar Jinx Monsoon will return to Broadway as Mary Todd Lincoln in the hit play Oh Mary. She revealed the news early this morning on the Today Show. Monsoon will join the cast from August 4th through September 27th. She can currently be seen as Ruth in Pirates: The Penzance musical through July 27th. Oh Mary currently stars its Tony-winning creator Cole Escola through June 21st. Titus Burgess will be returning as Mary from June 23rd through August 2nd. Monsoon's replacement will be announced later. The show has also been extended once again to January 4th. Oh Mary continues at the Lyceum Theater. Brenda Presley will be joining the cast of Purpose next month. She begins performances in the newly crowned Tony-winning best play as Claudine Jasper on July 15th, taking over for LaTanya Richardson-Jackson. Presley is a seasoned theater veteran who was last on Broadway in 2012 in the play The Lions. Purpose continues through August 31st at the Helen Hayes Theater. And finally today, so long, Joe. Tony nominee Tom Francis will play his final performance as Joe Gillis in Sunset Boulevard on July 6th. Francis has been attached to this production since rehearsals began for the West End run in 2023. Current understudy Pierre Marais will take over for Joe from July 8th until the musical's scheduled closure on July 20th. Sunset Boulevard runs at the St. James Theater. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.